At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a My Lowe's Rewards or a My Lowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Okay, we're coming in 3, 2. Welcome to Ask the Expert North Texas here on News Radio 1080 KRLD. I'm David Rankin with Eric Bushman. Gasoline prices spike again overnight around here, up more than 20 cents in some spots. This came after they jumped 30 cents in some areas over the weekend. The average price around here is more than $3.90, and it's affecting drivers all over the area of the state and, in fact, the entire country. On today's Ask the Expert, we're joined by Daniel Armbruster from AAA Texas in the KRLD Zoom room. Daniel, thank you so much.
Hey, good to be here.
So this is really the dictionary definition of pain at the pump. So, you know, we expect these at least higher prices in July, not at the end of April.
Yeah, we do start to see prices go up this time of year usually. But of course, this is from the uncertainty surrounding the Strait of Hormuz and crude oil prices going up because of that. And, you know, crude oil prices now, David, are over $100 a barrel again. And so that's why we're seeing gas prices go up again. We saw nearly 2 weeks of declines. But of course, as you pointed out, they're starting to go back up.
As David had mentioned, we're now in a situation that we would normally anticipate several months from now. Because of the situation with Iran, are we in a position now where it's almost impossible to forecast what's going to come next with these prices?
Yeah, Eric, these are the highest prices as far as fuel averages go that we've seen in 4 years here in Texas and the national average as well, which is at 430 today. So it's tough to say how long prices will remain elevated. They could go even higher, you know, given the certain situation that we're in right now. That looks to be the case as far as pressure on prices at the pump. So, it's really going to depend on how markets react to what is happening with the Strait of Hormuz, the geopolitical tension that is occurring right now, and how those markets react regarding the price of crude oil. Crude oil is the main ingredient in gasoline. If it remains elevated, retail gas prices likely will remain elevated as well.
You talk about the Strait of Hormuz, and if all of a sudden there's a miracle and everything's wide open again, how long would it take before we would actually see any improvement? I mean, sure, we would see the price of crude oil drop pretty quickly, but how long does it take for that to pass down to the customer?
Yeah, you know, historically, I'd be speculating, you know, in this situation, but historically, the price comes down much slower than it goes up. And that's because the markets have to adjust. They want to make sure that there's certainty that it would remain open and that supply would not be interrupted. Any hint of a disruption of supply can send prices higher. So, you know, it's really just going to depend how markets react in the coming weeks.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Roll Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Mylo's Rewards or a Mylo's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Whenever we see these high gas prices and we feel that pain in our wallets, we get to talk about one of my favorite terms, which is hypermiling. And that is when we do things with our car, the way we drive, the way we treat our vehicle to get the biggest bang for our buck when it's costing this much. What is your advice that we do the right thing so we get the most out of the money that we're putting in?
Yeah, you know, number one is safety, right? Making sure that if you're going to do anything that around driving, that safety comes first. But what we know from AAA studies is that driver behavior is the number one factor when it comes to maximizing fuel efficiency. So your behavior behind the wheel is key in saving on fuel. So making sure you accelerate at a smooth pace, that's really important. If you're stopping and going and accelerating really hard, that eats up 15 to 30% of your fuel efficiency alone. So that right there can be savings, but there's also, of course, fuel rewards. Making sure your vehicle is properly maintained is really important, especially your tires. Healthy tires are essential for maximizing your fuel efficiency. And then we have a lot of tips on AAA.com in the gas price section where you can look and take those steps, those little steps that you can do to save on fuel. And they add up over time. They really do.
According to AAA Texas or the AAA itself, are we starting to see more people consider an old school way of getting to work, and that's carpooling, because of a higher gasoline prices?
That's a really good question. We don't track that at AAA, but it wouldn't surprise me. We are seeing a lot of interest in EVs. That conversation has come back, talking about EV electric vehicles or hybrid vehicles. The AAA car guide just came out last week, and EVs dominate this year's car guide. So, you know, they're really popular. They're not for everyone. You have to remember that. It really depends on your driving habits and whatnot. But certainly, you know, people are looking for ways to save. Memorial Day, the official kickoff to summer travel season, is now less than a month away. Certainly, a lot of families are going to be taking road trips. The forecast for that comes out, how many people will be traveling in just a few days. But, you know, certainly, every Memorial Day is very busy on the roadways. So families are going to be looking for ways to save and budget on their trip.
And because of Memorial Day coming up, we're entering what I like to call road trip season. How is Texas comparing to other states when it comes to what we're paying at the pump?
Well, you know, Texas normally is in the top five cheapest states before this event happened. That hasn't been the case lately, Eric. We've kind of fallen in out of the top 10 at times, too. The price has fluctuated. So, you know, we normally are one of the cheaper states to buy gas, and we still are below the national average, certainly. But, you know, we've seen prices, of course, elevate over the last few weeks.
You know, we've made the comparison to gasoline prices 4 years ago. Let's go back to 2022, where we set record highs. And a lot of people might forget that the record high that we'd ever seen was $4.82 at the pump in Texas way back then.
So here in Dallas-Fort Worth, yeah, 483, Texas was 470. So, I mean, both, you know, close to $5 a gallon. The national average, I believe, did get to $5 a gallon. So we're not close to those prices just yet, but certainly we are in a situation where there is the possibility prices could go up a little more.
And when could we get to the point when we know that prices might come down, regardless of things out there, whether it's Iran or other things? Usually, are we going to have to wait all the way until late fall when winter blend comes back?
Well, that does give us some relief usually, right? We'll have to wait and see if that occurs this year. There will be the switch over to winter blend fuel, which is a little bit cheaper to produce. That usually happens in the October timeframe. So we've got a little while to go. But again, it's really going to depend on crude oil and the price of crude oil and how the market reacts to any potential disruptions in supply. And, one fifth of the world's oil travels through the Strait of Hormuz. It's a major artery when it comes to supplying oil to the global market. So it's a really important chokehold, and that's why we're seeing crude oil prices as high as they are right now.
But how much of the oil that comes into the U.S. goes through that strait? How much of, as opposed to what we're producing here?
Yeah, really good question, right? So we produce oil here in the United States. A lot of that is exported. Most of our oil comes from Canada, but crude oil is globally traded. So that's why what happens overseas impacts us right here in North Texas, because this is a globally traded commodity, and therefore the prices are set on the global market.
Daniel Armbruster from AAA Texas on today's Ask the Expert. Thanks so much.
You bet, guys.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Messy fans, Lowe's Messy Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messy moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messy Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Every week on The Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, "Is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar?" I said, "Sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious." He said, "I think that might be it."
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.